Ladies and gentlemen, I present Podshow's Poet Laureate, Melvin P. LeBeuf.
Roses are red, my sweater is beige. For your domain name needs, you should go to this page, GoDaddy.com.
King Jesus, girdle, spill over.
I'll need her goodwill.
And this will buy it, you think?
I don't see why not. Large penis is always welcome. I think it's not enough.
I thought of a really funny prolapse poem, and now I forgot it. Shit. Anyway, if it comes back, it comes back. It wasn't meant to be, perhaps. Hold on for the bleep. Hambum blah blah blah. All right. Now, I gotta get my hand out of my cunt and get some coffee going. Hi, Tretelowitz. I bought Tretzky this beautiful little, it's the cutest thing. It's a female, like, monkey bear, like, squeaky thing. But it's wearing a hula skirt and a bikini top. And she has pigtails. There you go, lapsitude. Oh, I'm turning into Holly, buying all these togs for my dog. Oh, well, it could be worse things. Of course, there could be better things, too. Now, what's this I heard? I wake up, I get an email from somebody. I won't say who. Not that it matters. I just don't know if that's what I should find. Although I might say accidentally that a certain douchebag is running around saying that net neutrality is a bad thing on the twit. A certain douchebag who is clandestinely affiliated with yours truly, this bloated lesbian named Madge Weinstein. I was looking at some old business cards, and I forgot it, but, you know, I always, you know, sort of forget the past. And I said, let me find them, because they're kind of funny. Maybe they're someday collector's items. So I can't even start with that, but that's moronic. How can you be a podcaster and be against net neutrality? And I believe his comment was something like, people will pay, people will, you know, beg and steal for the content they want anyway. Well, that's moronic. And you're probably just stoned. So, anyway, I hope people understand that when he talks, half the time he's stoned, because that's bullshit. I mean, come on. How do you make a case I just woke up. Where's my fucking coffee? Oh, God. I mean, do you realize if this is just the reason net neutrality is an issue is because the telcos want it to be an issue. And the only reason why AT&T, the new AT&T, which was combined with Bell South, agreed to do net neutrality was because the Democrats took control of Congress. They had already told them, we're not dealing, it's going to be like this, fuck net neutrality. And then all of a sudden they're willing to deal when the Democrats come in. Maybe I'll feel like talking about it when I have my coffee. But, you know, maybe we're talking, you know, let's suffice it to say, maybe, I think when Mr. Bagg was talking, he might have been projecting, if you know what I mean, when he said that people would beg, borrow, and steal for their content. Well, depends on what you call stealing, I suppose. But begging? Anyway. All right. So, let's see. And also, Dushowitz, just because people would be willing, let's assume that they are willing to steal. If you call downloading stuff from BitTorrent that you wouldn't watch anyway, stealing, okay, go ahead. And if you ignore the opportunity effects of downloading that content, like the product placement and the other sort of intelligent ways to think outside the box, how you're affecting, alpha consumers and thus and so. Things you don't think about when you're stoned off your ass every 5 seconds. But, okay, so anyway, where was I? Girdle. I felt better now that I did that. Girdle. Coffee. I didn't take the sleeping pill yesterday. I slept wonderfully. But I think sometimes if I take the sleeping pill more than once in a row, like I start to get a little bit, like addicted to it or something. Because, hi, lapsitude. He's sitting there with his little hula girl. You love your hula girl. How about this to chew on? See, he's supposed to chew on this because it cleans his teeth, but I think he's past it. It says on the box you're supposed to go with him to make him clean. So anyway, I can't talk. I haven't listened to this show, so I'm only doing this secondhand. So that's stupid. Never mind. I'll listen to it. I'll listen to it. I haven't listened to it yet. I just read the email and just woke up, so you can disregard my comments until I actually hear what he said myself. But I will say this, that, Blay Horowitz. So today I get to get weighed at the Weight Watchers and see if I lost any more of the weight. Let's see. I also going to put out part 7. Is it 7 of Other People's Mirrors? And then this is the second to last piece, and then next week or next time, the way it goes with me, we'll get the thrilling conclusion. It's all very disgusting. Today, in the part 7 I'm about to post, you'll see, for the heterosexuals, you will see a very close-up of a violent act done to a vagina. It's a real vagina. It's not fake. It's a real woman's vagina, a very beautiful woman. And you see it get, stuff done to it, which is hot. Anyway, let's see, what else are we talking about besides the mutilating of the vaginas? God, I don't want to listen to twat. I guess I have to. You know, the only reason why that show got popular is because they cheated on iTunes by pressing subscribe a million times. And they even admitted it. Ay, ay, ay. Leo LaPork. Oh, my God. On the front page of my Yahoo viral video. Oh, my God. What's wrong with the... I hate everything. Parakeet prodigy shots? Oh, my God. The news is so stupid. Senators eye rejection of the war plan. Oh, fuck. You know, how many people are dying every day? 75? And you're eyeing something? I fucking had it. Oh, I'm doing this cold. I have no idea where in this fucking thing. God. Let's see. Blay Horowitz was here. Anna Nicole baby... Good God, is there no news that we have to talk about Anna Nicole's baby battle? Who fucking cares? She'll just kill that one, too. Not that I care. All right. Let's see here. Let's see. What is it? Twit. Oh, come on. Work the thing out. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Mm-hmm. This is how I wake up. This is how Jewish women wake up. Let's see. twit. The twit with Leo LaPorque. He's fat. Period. Good God. Oh, my God. How long is this? Where? Oh, my God. What the fuck is this? They're Flash players. The ugliest goddamn thing I've ever seen. Oh, but I like how you can just click that down boxy thing. And it says, it tells you which one you can subscribe to. I get to see. Can I copy that code? So ugly, though. I mean, just a big face. That's what I don't like. Ugh. Oh, I guess it's animation. Ugh. The Daily G Whiz. Ugh. God, these people make me so grossed out. Why do I have to listen to this? Wow, this sounds fascinating. Rocket Boom's Andrew Barron reacts to Apple TV. Whoa. I need to hear that. Who the fuck is Kendra? Let's see. Okay, I don't see anything here about Adam Curry being on Twit. I don't see anything. It just says, let's see, oh, latest release, The Week in Tech. So, God, I got this phlegm. Oh, no, it is. Wee Harris. Who is Wee Harris? Wee Harris. Okay, let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Net neutrality. Okay, let's find this now. We're going to... Can you hear this?
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
Can you hear this? I don't trust you, you asshole. Hold on. I gotta, I'm just gonna deal with this. God, I need to fart it out. I'm smelling my fart, I'm sorry. Former Ziff Davis executive Natalie Del Conte will start a new podcast on Podshow called Tech Check. Well, that's good. There is this new podcast on Podshow, by the way. Marie Claire. Stop it! God, oh, you want to play. Okay. But, oh my God. Podshow people, as if anyone were listening. You don't fucking announce a new show on a popular podcast like Twat and then not have album art. So I go to this, I click the link techcheck.podshow.com by a Ziff Davis person that sounds very credible and all that. But there's no fucking album art. Jesus Christ, at least put album art before you're going to promote the fucking thing. Oh no, instead you're having coffee, talking about your babies and sending each other emails, congratulating each other. Fine. Anyway, let's see. I can't believe I'm going to all this effort. All this F-fart. Really, it's ridiculous. Yeah. You know what? I don't want to. I'm sorry. If you want to hear what Adam Curry said about net neutrality, scratch the things I said because I haven't listened to it. You listen to your fucking self and then you tell me. Then send me clips, goddammit. Don't tell me to listen to a whole goddamn show of with bellies that I don't want to hear. And I mean, come on. Let me hear the important parts, please. Come out. And don't just take like, oh, fuck. Oh, no. Now I'm losing it. I'm really losing it. Okay, maybe I'll play some of this record I got. I got a record here. I got a record the other day. And it's a very old record with some people in it you might recognize. I just won't tell you because that's... a little bit fun. Bum 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 bum. Prolapse. Let's see what we got here. Let's see here we got. Let me turn on the turntable on the computer here. Is it recording? Yeah. Okay. Flambolina. I try Telewitz. You're so cute. Where's your hula doll? All right. I know I'm being psychotic today. And I know some of you find that amusing and get fucked. You too, Sheryl. Real Chap Murkowski, whore. This is side one, that's it. How come I don't hear nothing? Oh. Let's see. Here. Come on.
Politics may differ, but people everywhere are essentially the same. We take you now to the Kremlin, where the couple in residence face the same domestic problems as you and I.
Nikita, I'm exhausted. You got to help me.
You'll do like the rest.
It doesn't have to be a full-time maid. Just let me get a girl twice a week for the heavy stuff. Like washing down the steps.
You Russian women are getting soft. But I am not hard-hearted, so I bring you something for surprise.
What is it?
It's a white tornado.
I'm afraid.
Ninja! Ninja! Come back!
What? Okay. That was George Siegel, the woman...
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we are privileged to bring you the First Lady of Russia at home in the Kremlin.
Okay.
And she has kindly consented to personally conduct you on this, the first Telstar television tour of the Kremlin. Yeah, good afternoon, really. Mrs. Khrushchev.
Hello there.
You're looking absolutely ravishing, Mrs. Khrushchev. I love brown burlap very much. Sure, it will be the rage of all Central Europe. This really is magnificent. It's very gracious of you to invite me here.
You ain't just whistling Dixie.
Shall we begin?
Begin what?
The tour.
Why not? Well, to begin with, we are standing here in front of the glorious Plotsky Door.
The Plotsky Door? My heavens! I've always dreamed about the Plotsky Door ever since I was a child. Finally here in this wonderful, strange country before the famous Plotsky Door. Really, Mrs. Khrushchev, this is magnificent. Why is it called the Plotsky Door?
Why not?
Oh, this is stupid.
I see.
Now, behind this famous Plotsky Door is the Red Room, full of rare treasures such as icons, rare bust of Rasputin, glorious furnishings.
Oh, I can't wait to see all the barbaric splendor that is held here in the Kremlin. For ages now, ever since the Dukes of Muscovy first founded the Kremlin, it has been the treasure hold, the cash of the entire Russian Empire. Now, Mrs. Khrushchev, could you please tell our audience what is behind the Plotsky Door and behind the Red Room?
Mr. Plotsky...
Behind that Red Room is the other Red Room.
Heavens, and what is that called, Mrs. Khrushchev?
The other Red Room.
This is so nice.
And what is in the other Red Room? I'm really dying of expectation.
You're a very excitable fellow.
Oh, I am.
Behind that red room, in the other red room, are the Empress Catherine's jewels, which all your women viewers would be so thrilled.
Imagine that, people. The great Catherine and her jewels. The jewels, the splendor of a barbaric empire. I hear the diamonds there are absolutely fabulous.
They're barbaric diamonds.
And what is upstairs in the Red Hall?
Why did this
in
get
the
published?
Upstairs Red Hall, which we call Red Hall Upstairs, we have the famous painting of Anastasia meeting her mysterious lover. What a beautiful story. You see, she was walking down the street and she met this fellow.
Oh, I know, a tale of romantic Russia. Lermontov, Pushkin.
Kretzky, can you move from my seat?
Before my eyes. Well, it sounds like a wonderful story, but you know, we're running out of time and we're anxious to see it. So I wonder, could we go inside now?
No.
Mrs. Khrushchev, I mean, I have brought technicians here. There are cables all over the place. I mean, we have been working here day and night for a glimpse of this palace.
Well, that's very sad to hear.
Very sad to hear, indeed. No, you must let me into the Red Room, Mrs. Khrushchev.
You're really pretty anxious to see the Red Room.
Mrs. Khrushchev, I'm dying to see it.
All right. Go ahead. Nobody likes a smart aleck.
You little bitch! Let me out of this goddamn birdcage!
Little bitch, is that all the thanks I get? I got you a hook, didn't I? Mother will kill me as it is.
Who cares about your stinking mother? She stole my gator away, but she ain't gonna get me. And I'll thank you for this fucking hook after I rip her eyes out with it. Give me something to eat.
There's no food here. Mother doesn't buy food for me. You want an egg? There might be a couple old eggs in the kitchen.
No, I don't want no goddamn eggs.
Okay.
You little bitch! Let me out of this goddamn birdcage!
Prolapse. 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 Latency.
You pay some respect to your mother, Miss Taffy, and if I catch you spying and nosing around here one more time, I'm going to put you in the mental hospital.
She can't help it. She's retarded.
I am not retarded!
Oh, yes, you are, Taffy. I had you tested when you were a little girl. A staff of doctors examined you, and maybe the reason you don't remember is that they told me you are most definitely retarded.
I never went to any hospital. That is a rotten, filthy lie.
I'm afraid it's the truth. I don't like it any better than you do. To think that my genes were polluted by your birth is not a very pleasant thought.
Oh, how could I call you my mother? I wish I'd been an orphan.
You can tell she's retarded. Look at her face. She has the face of an old woman.
Oh, it's true. Look in the mirror, Taffy. For 14, you don't look so good.
I'm not even sure I understand what people are trying to communicate with net neutrality, nor do I believe that these people understand what networking is and what it costs to make a network and to maintain it and how that's utilized.
When you say these people, who do you mean? Do you mean the Congress, or do you mean...
No, everybody who was yelling and screaming about net neutrality.
So you're in the AT&T court on this one.
No, I'm not. I'm not necessarily in either court, but I do know a lot about networking. And when you see what it look, it's all about money. It's very expensive to set up a network, and if you have lots of traffic, that means more switches, bigger switches. That comes at a huge cost. So I'm not necessarily against ISPs and telcos charging the content providers for that distribution.
Oh, but it sounds like then you've got this kind of toll road, this gerrymandered network where every time you want to go somewhere, you've got to pay a little fee because we've got toll roads everywhere. Is that what we want?
I'm also not worried about the sheer force of human beings to get something if they want it. No matter if they have to beg, steal, or borrow to get it.
Mostly,
there will be alternatives, but you know, we already have a toll road. I pay for bandwidth going out, and you pay for bandwidth coming in. The toll road's already there. There's nothing new here.
Yeah, but let's not add
to
more.
AT&T, the toll road needs to be paid for.
Right.
But we're paying for it now, and it's a variable cost, competition.
Adam, we're arguing on the same side. I mean, AT&T basically claims that they can't deliver the download bandwidth that you're paying for.
Ironically, they've kind of backed off on this. They said, we'll never do that. We didn't mean that, and we don't want to do it.
Oh, I think they will, Leo. I think they will most definitely do it, but they won't do it to people who are providing media and other content, peer-to-peer or one-to-few or even one-to-many. It'll really come companies like YouTube, Podshow, Google, Twit may have to deal with that as well because you're just pushing tremendous amounts of bandwidth through their system.
So basically, let me see if I got this straight, Adam. I'm paying Comcast a bloody fortune for my connectivity, which I can't actually reach with any single provider that can actually saturate that connection because I don't deserve to get the bandwidth I think I'm paying for?
Well, I don't think anyone said it's exactly going to be like that. I think that there's been talk of prioritization of packets. No. Not reach and have a different priority are two different things. I think that there will definitely be levels of the so-called toll road that will depend upon amount of media, quality of media, and consistency that is being sent down the pipe. I don't think anyone's going to get cut off, and I don't think the consumer at home. I mean, we already have all kinds of restrictions on running servers on your ISP connections. This has been around for a long, long time.
I'm talking about getting the download speed. I think I'm paying for.
I think that's a different issue.
We have thousands of users that find themselves dealing with
packet shaping issues on the ISP level.
But this is a misnomer, because when people, it's been marketed incorrectly or maybe very correctly. When someone sells you an 8 megabit connection and you see a video coming down at 2 megabits per second, there's a lot of stuff in the middle that 8 megabit connection has no control over.
I'm not talking about 8 megabits to 2 megabits. I'm talking about people being throttled to 20 or 50K.
Is this
seeing 500K to a megabit, suddenly finding themselves, and not because they've hit a monthly cap in the amount they're allowed to download, the people universally suddenly can't get download speeds from certain sites higher.
This is already happening. This is already happening because their networks can't handle the amount of traffic.
Is this the old
the whole debate?
Is this the old argument though that we can't sustain flat rate pricing on data? We've got to go back to per bit pricing. I mean, isn't that something people would like to do too? Wouldn't that solve the issue? Customers want flat rate. Just look at cell phone plans.
When networking started,
Adam, you're not making any sense. You're probably high, and you're talking yourself into a corner. Let me turn this down. Why the fuck would you be in favor of legislation that charges your company more money? Think about it.
Because there's something at the end of every month. It's called settlement, and all the telcos exchange all their records. And hey, I paid you. I sent this much your way. You sent this much my way. We're going to either wash it out or you owe me money or I owe you money. And these peering agreements started basically by saying, look, we can't count it, but we can't see exactly what's coming through you or directed towards you, but it's kind of the same amount, so we're peers. And so, yes, I think the only way to do it is to go back to actual packet sharing.
At a cost. I mean, that means all of a sudden you're putting switches and routers everywhere, you're measuring everything, there's some bottleneck.
At the end of the day, though, I think the consumer will win big time. I think exactly the opposite. The consumer at home is going to get fantastic food from anything they want.
Right.
Well, it's funny.
If they're willing to pay for it, and their ISP is willing to pay for it.
We have listeners in Sweden who continually tell me, oh, hey, we get 100 megabit downloads for $20 a month. Why is it so cheap there?
It's subsidized by the government.
The government's paying for it. Is that what you wanted, Bill? Thank you.
Sure. And I think our government should pitch in, too. In fact, I believe that's part of the net.
No, we should just pay for war.
There was lots of money allocated towards the telcos years ago, and they were supposed to build out their networks, and they didn't really do it. And I think that's where a lot of anger stems from. But this is just as important to me as the electricity grid or the water network. Why wouldn't the government at least have some involvement or set some type of regulation? I'm not against that.
And just in case you think this is a dead issue, the new Congress has in fact reintroduced a net neutrality bill. A pro net neutrality bill, I might add. And as long as we're talking,
so just pandering towards constituents because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. It's a series of elections.
So you're saying it's us that's dumb and Ted Stevens knew what he was talking about.
Why would you pander towards constituents? That's stupid. Pander to big companies that represent two people.
There's a new bill, actually, as long as we're talking about Congress. The Senate introduced a bill called the Platform... the U.S. Senate introduced a bill called the Platform Equality and Remedies for Rights Holders in Music Act, a nice acronym that stands for PERFORM. This is a bill that died, an RIA bill that died last year. It would require content protection on all satellite radio broadcasts. You might be interested in this, Adam, since you do stuff on Sirius, along with cable and internet broadcasts. Broadcasters would be required to use reasonably available and economically reasonable technology to prevent music theft.
Another misunderstood conversation that has produced a knee-jerk reaction.
Well, you've done a lot for PodSafe Music with your PodSafe network.
Exactly, that's the point, and that's what this is about. It's about licensing and money.
It's about making bad music.
Forces at work based upon the reuse of content, musical works, the publishing predominantly, but also the duplication rights. And it's always been a nice little game. You have 6,000 radio stations; they all have to pay X amount based.
Animals just can't cut it no more. Cut. Tan, everyone's tan, everyone's good. Lying on the beach, they knew they were. held down by furry young men. Beautiful time, I can't remember when I've been so hard. Oh, how you doing, sailor? Just got into port, mine. Do you know where I can get my rocks off? No, I don't. Do you know where I can find a fresh pair of socks? I thought you were gonna ask me about hot cock. Hot cock, Annie, here she comes. Nobody cares about her. She's the one with the cock and the vagina combined. Get her from behind.
Well, bring him up. Tell me what you would like to say. All right, I'll have to. I'm still looking at Trisha Helfer's layout in Playboy. So let me load delicious.
Speaking, which was shot 3 years ago.
Was it really?
Yes, of course. It took forever.
Now that she's a star, I'm
all the
that.
Boys play poor, with his butt.
Apple says Cisco lawsuit is silly. Apple actually has an interesting loophole. Apparently, Cisco held that trademark for iPhone for 6 years before they released an iPhone, just before Apple did, hoping to revive the trademark.
But the Patent and Trade Office says both
of them. People say I'm gay.
Well, that was a waste of time. I apologize for wasting so much of your time. Not really. All right, there's something else I finna want to play. Hold on. Let's see here. 5-6. 5-6. Hello, come on. Plane? Come on. No.
Jesus Christ. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's making me feel sick.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Well,
I don't think anyone said it's exactly
something about it. Why don't you get it out?
There's been talk of
it. Isn't there anything you can get rid of?
I'm gonna touch it.
God,
not reach and priority are two different things.
Well, we're gonna have to smell it for the rest of the goddamn night if you don't get rid of it.
It stinks. I'm not touching it.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
I'm not gonna touch it.
Well, it's disgusting. Just get it out of here. It's no big deal. Jesus, just go on. Get rid of it.
Where do you want me to put it?
All kinds of restrictions on running servers.
Well, just throw it outside. I don't know. I don't care. Just put it out the door or something. Just get rid of it.
I'm getting the download speed I think I'm paying for.
Go on.
I think that's a
what are you waiting for?
I kind of like it.
What? What? Is it starting to grow on you or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm beginning to grow attached to it.
It's been marketed incorrectly.
Once you get used to the smell.
When someone sells you an 8 megabit connection and you see a video coming down at 2 megabits per second, there's a lot of stuff.
How would you like me to handle your balls?
Large penis is always welcome.
Spill over.
Hello everyone, it's Rose. After listening to Lady Vivian's absolutely lovely and adorable phone post where she spoke in her British accent, I thought that it might be a good thing for me to do the same so that you could all have a listen to precisely how eerily alike we actually sound. Isn't it amazing? Unfortunately, it is going to be a rather short post because I haven't really got anything to say. So I'm going to end this by wishing you all a lovely morning, afternoon, evening, whatever it is, wherever you should happen to be, and to say that I love you all. Kiss, kiss, and goodbye.
Oh,
five bobos and rodeo. Plaster roll, make it wet in the pantyhose. Damn, a nigga style is an orthodox. Rip the block when I walk down the crowded blocks. Just in case a nigga wanna act out, I just black out. Holy motherfucking black out. That's a real nigga. Wanna rip, he get a brief lift to the cemetery. Rough berry, not your ordinary. You about to get buried. That's a real nigga for you. Get back to a quarter, flip the script, and rip your lawyer. Spit at the DA, cause fuck what she say. She don't give a fuck about your ass anyway. Up northbound, first stop for a town of Fishkill, where the hand skills are real ill. You'll be a super hoover, doodle stay remover. Ha ha, yo, cheek, go have a motor. Coming out the nose is all a nigga knows. Flipping on foes, putting tags on toes. Watching the stash grow, watching the cash flow. The neighborhood great digger, getting paid so much, all the bitches wanna see a nigga. I guess they figure I'm paid, I wanna get laid. But since I got loot, I wanna knock boots. I'd rather beat my dick than trick. And if she don't suck, then we don't fuck. I'd rather make a buck, drive a fat ass truck. Grab the 9-2 flicks and run a buck. Yes, flex after two or three fences, I wreck shit. What the fuck you expected? A fly guy? Well, fuck it. God, you better stop putting the sweat on your eye. And your nose even. When I choke, then you stop breathing. And when Jeff come, I'm leaving. All my Brooklyn, all my uptown, all my Bronx, all my Queensbridge, all my Brooklyn, all my uptown, all my Bronx.
Back to the club, Mac, your hoes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honey think you got to creep with. Sleep with, keep the F a secret, one hot. Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more packs than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the meat. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends with ends to see no by the layers. True fucking players. Jumping the rover and come over, tell your friends up in the TS3. I got the chronic by the trees. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. Each of the honeys getting money, playing niggas like fucking stuff. Fuck,
They got a gun up in the waist, please don't shoot up the place. Wow. I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby, baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. They attracted with that line, what's your name, what's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are, who you be with, think to make you smile, what numbers to dial. You gon' be here for a while, I'm gon' call my crew, you gon' call your crew, we can run it fool at the bar around too. Plans to leave, though they keep the little seeds. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next block so we can sleep on the window of the town. Gon' fill my belly, a T-bone steak, she's eggs and Welsh's creep. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi, smoke L's while you do. Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. I love it when you call me bitch. Just the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. I love it when you call me bitch. They got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby, baby. Imagine in business, giving ends to my friends and it feels stupendous. Tremendous scream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still talk gas strapped with infrared fins. Copping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever, I had to find the very treasure. So grams I had to measure, however, living better now. Gucci's better now, drop top BMs, I'm the man.
Uncheck it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We can be friends. Shit, we can do this every weekend.
Jeremy, right? Yo.
Is that how it's
you? I got 20 minutes.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. Triple honey's getting money, playing niggas like dummies. They got a gun up in your face, please don't shoot them in the nose. I see some money tonight, they should be having my baby, baby.
I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I sent for the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die. Got 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye. Got 18 minutes to go. Now here comes the preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. I got 12 more minutes to go. Now they're testing the trap and the chills my spine with 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, oh, they work just fine. Got 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this is for real, so forget about me. Got 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on the trap and my head in the noose, got 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? Got 4 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky. 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to want to die. I got 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows. 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go.
penis is always welcome.
That was supposed to be great, I couldn't figure out why. In fact, she had this annoying habit of rolling her eyes around at the top of her head when she spoke, like a ventriloquist dummy, which made anything she said immediately forgettable and irritating. I had only stopped in there for enough time to partake of the free Friday evening happy hour, a hot plate of chicken grizzle and bad chili. It was still evening, still light out in the streets as we split for her place. I checked the twilight on Park Avenue South, the signs of the laser. Her apartment was only about 7 blocks away, but that was far enough to me to already be having second opinions about the whole idea. By the time we were crawling up the shaft of the freight elevator, she lived in a loft. My second thoughts had turned into positive doubt. She kept babbling on and rolling her fucking eyes again. By the time we were entering her place, a large, low-ceiling shambles, I had completely reevaluated the situation and realized it was simply a move made in haste without much taste, and it was time to get wasted before anything whatsoever happened. Luckily, she made a contribution toward my chance for my salvation, telling me she was going to have a bath first, and she'd been out all day. By the tone in her voice, I could discern she was intimating that would be a great thing if I would join her. Tonight I believe that she was coming on, was interested in aqua sex. But just because she thought it would be a sound and novel idea in the way of my personal hygiene, as well as hers, if I scattered a little warm water, I told her to go ahead with it, that I'd relax on the couch and wait. She grimaced and went off. She was in the other room with the water running. I reached into the inner lining of my suede coat and retrieved a band-aid box which contained a new 27-point syringe, bottle cap, cotton, four $3 bags. It was from a new collection. It was supposed to be hot property. I filled up the glass by the sink, threw in 2 bags, and proceeded with the procedure. I was just finishing up, the needle still in my veins, one last proof to the old line, when, wouldn't you know it, she appears in a fucking kimono at the far end of the place. I can imagine the chump smile on my face, snagged in this outstanding act of vulgarity when I should be taking a bath. But it's strange. It's funny because she wasn't alarmed at all. She's got this blasé and a custom look to her. I figured you'd think she'd at least ask for some. She then goes into his dresser and pulls out of his drawer this box. It looks like some hippie bathing oil or bubble bath or something like that. Smiles down at me again, asks again if I'm sure I don't want to join her, and continues back to the bathroom. I come to realize, despite an incredible rush, my morphia bliss running through my body during her entire appearance, that she must have had out her contact lenses and was blind like Milton from such a distance across the loft, and in fact, never saw a damn thing. I wish I could say the same thing, because I had seen directly through the water in my eyes what it was exactly that made me think of her as peculiar looking. As she bent over the dresser, I could plainly see through the sheerness of her kimono that she was a hunchback. And I'm not talking about a small protrusion here. I'm talking serious hunch. As in hump. As in Notre Dame. I was shocked. I was also quite ripped out of my fucking skull. The word in this dope was no exaggeration. I thought I should take advantage of her being submerged and make for the elevator, cleaning up my works and the blood off the floor, where I coyly dumped it before I realized she was Quasimodo's blind daughter versus fucking Jim Watt. While I was trying to decide in this course of action, however, the dope really kicked in and I had collapsed into a nod, which I don't really recall, though I do remember that Friar Tuck and Sherlock Holmes were in it, riding a mobile home with me through the main street of Southampton. Tuck wanted to stop and buy a polo shirt, but Holmes, deaf at the wheel, refused to stop. When I came to, the place was in total darkness. The girl was dragging me across the floor, kicking me in the side with pointed heels. She was screaming something about her new sofa. I regained a fuller reality and realized what had happened. When I went out, my cigarette took a different course, rolling out of my fingers and down the side of a wine-colored new velvet sofa. The place was a mess. The sofa was a charred cinder, as both end tables were. I'd burned down half the poor, peculiar girl's fucking loft, for God's sake. She had managed her own bucket brigade, and everything was soaked in pools of ash and gray water, including me. She obviously didn't think or care to remove me before she put out the couch. She was furious. Her hump was visibly gyrating counterclockwise. I wasn't going to stand still for any more of this bullshit. She had already insulted me by hinting not once, but twice that I needed a bath. I slid toward the door, jacket in hand, when she turned her back, trying to salvage something from the drawer of a steaming file cabinet. I opened the door, hopped the staircase, and speared straight down. That's the type of thing that Iggy Pop would do, I thought.
Mademoiselle, with the uniform and bottom bell and some jelly stuff on her sleeve. Look to this, cause I had no name tag on my collar. Could be pissed cause she's clocking 2:45 an hour and then falls on holler.
Girl, you better make this quick.
She said I ain't your girl and I ain't your chick. I had an idea of lickety split, took my hat off and that was it. Dreadlocks falling all over me. And then I said, yeah, now we'll see. And oh, with quick velocity, honey was mesmerized. Ain't you that guy? Ain't you that girl? They lost so right, no Tracy Chapman. Why don't you come over to the counter and write me out an autograph? Ha ha ha, I had to laugh. She was quick with the bitch just to get that autograph. But me and Hall just laughed and laughed. What's the name of that song you sing? Living in a fast car, said. Forget about the order I made. I'll go get a slice of pizza. Biddy's in the BK lounge. All they do is beg and they scrounge. Biddy's in the BK lounge. The biddy's in the BK lounge. Biddy's in the BK lounge. All they do is beg and they scrounge. Biddy's in the BK lounge. The biddy's in the BK lounge.
Shoshana, you're out, no, bro.
Yeah, it's you. Now I recognize the real, real bitty with the fake, fake eyes.
Hey.
Yo, can I interest you in some burgers and fries?
Yes, you can. You can keep your lies, cause you know you can't diss me, but you're pissing me off. I know where you live, and I know that you're soft.
You're, right.
You're as booty as they come, and you're
booty.
Just like a geek. My shoes cost more than you make in 2 weeks.
Look, you don't have to play fly in here. Yo, I can tell you fly by the weave that you wear. But you must be aware that a fly can be swatted by a BK tray. By the way, yo, here's yours.
I know you're just sweating me, so
sweating
baby, kill the noise. With your pony and some pants, and then also high waters.
Right.
Look at what you do all day, but take orders. You bone-tie women, clocking and staring.
Yeah.
I know you're just a fat, cause you can't get the rap. I think you better chill before my man gets slapped.
Yeah, I know your man, the biggest punk in school. Selling devil rock to the food in the booth.
With one hand, that punk I could snap. The kid is so skinny.
But you've been living fat.
Speaking of fat, would you like a diet soda? Cause less fat on you would spare us all the odor. Or better yet, pour it down your pants and let the acid kill the smell that should have been left to mask in here. Let me make you a deal. Take the soda free and jet. I got too much family to keep drug threats.
Are you a family man?
Word
well,
booty.
I shouldn't be surprised if this is flipping burgers in your mother's
fries. Don't even try that.
Oh, damn. Look.
What?
Here comes one more. It's your father. He just finished mopping
yeah,
the floor.
Right.
Now give them a hand. It's the BK clan. So you can't talk garbage about who I am.
Well... aren't we living foul?
Yes, we
speaking
are.
Of foul, how about some chicken for the cow? Oops, I meant you. Sorry for the mix-up, but your stomach's always big to the sexual slipper.
I could buy you and sell you for pennies,
you
man.
Better.
I think that's something you should understand. I tried to be nice and help the poor make money. And since I know you need it, I'll go elsewhere, dummy.
Yeah.
Now, BK workers is too damn good. I think I'll
see
go
ya.
Get me some Chinese.
There you go.
Sometimes I wonder, should I turn in my collar? I'm confused. God keeps fooling me. Or is it the devil? But I'm so full of love, I know I have a mission tonight. And just because I have these nocturnal missions, it don't mean it's the devil's work. God still works while we sleep. I'm so full of love, it just runs over. You know, I saw the Reverend Al Green last night, and I heard him say, you didn't need money if you had love. And then he took off his shirt.
Thought about myself. I wonder who he was talking about.
We must be as little children. Short
attention.
Short attention spans. Mysterious hard-ons. Tears. Some mood shifts. Fuck you, some money. All is well.
Ralph Abernathy is his best friend.
Hello, friends.
And I have.
This is the Reverend
world.
Hell. Back again, bringing you no hope whatsoever.
I'm delighted to see you here tonight.
Times have been hard as hell.
In spite of
that
the
guy
storm
I want. I found out he wasn't God after all.
You reveal that you are.
Get rid of that gun. Cut the fucking organ.
Go on anyhow.
Everything's all right. Cheer up, friend.
Something's happening in Memphis.
Amen.
Happening in our world.
Praise God. I've been praying. Cheer up.
You know, if I was standing.
Amen. Amen.
At the beginning
Amen.
Of time with the possibility of taking a kind of general and panoramic view of the whole of human history up to now. And the Almighty said to me, Martin Luther King, which age would you like to live in? I would take my mental flight by Egypt. And I would watch God's children in their magnificent trek from the dark dungeons of Egypt through, or rather across the Red Sea, through the wilderness on toward the Promised Land. And in spite of its magnificence, I wouldn't stop there. I would move on by Greece and take my mind to Mount Olympus. And
I would see Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Euripides, and Aristophanes assemble around the Parthenon. And I would watch them around the Parthenon as they discuss the great and eternal issues of reality, but I wouldn't stop there. I would go on even to the great heyday of the Roman Empire. And I would see developments around there through various emperors and leaders, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the day of the Renaissance and get a quick picture of all that the Renaissance did for the cultural and aesthetic life of man, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even go by the way that the man for whom I'm named had his habitat. And I would watch Martin Luther as he tacked his 95 theses on the door at the Church of Wittenberg, but I wouldn't stop there. I would come on up even to 1863 and watch a vacillating president by the name of Abraham Lincoln finally come to the conclusion that he had to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the early 30s and see a man grappling with the problems of the bankruptcy of his nation. With an eloquent cry that we have nothing to fear but fear itself, but I wouldn't stop there. Strangely enough, I would turn to the Almighty and say, if you allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
For sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
For sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me? Heard of several kinds of cat, and my opinion now is that you should need no interpreter to understand our character. You've learned enough to take the view that cats are very much like you. You've seen us both at work and games, and learnt about our proper names, our habits and our habitat. But how would you address a cat? I do not hold with that. I say you should address a cat, but always bear in mind that he resents familiarity. You bow and take it. As a trusted friend, some little token of esteem is needed, like a dish of cream. And you might now and then supply some caviar or Strasbourg pie, some such grouse or salmon paste. He's sure to have his personal taste, and so in time you'll reach your aim and call him by his name.
So I'm stirring my coffee after all that. I'm stirring my coffee. I'm getting ready to go to the Weight Watchers. I know normally I do the big music. I didn't mean to, as usual. I never really do. Well, whatever. Just after listening to that twat, it kind of threw me for a messy mess. I don't like that. Mostly in a dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-
Is not a cat, and first your memory I'll jar, as I say a cat is not a dog. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Oi, Cavalcers and Forchies. I don't know why I keep recording. I can't stop. My shows are too long, but I don't care. There's so few listeners that make it not matter, you know. I mean, really, seriously, that's what's nice about having a small audience. I'm just kidding. You know, self-deprecating humor. I got millions out there, millions. I got millions. I'm so popular. People love to hear what I have to say. People get it. Yes, fortunately, we have moved away from the times when people only cared about the monies.
First, your memory I'll jog, and say a cat is not a dog. Then, second, I'll eat your whole out, as you say my cock is not a cunt.
Oh, good, my orchid is getting life back. I was away so long, and, sometimes with the orchids, they don't like, being left alone for months, especially in the summer when there's no humidity.
So first,
your prolapse.
I'll jog and say a man is not a prolapse. I am not a man, I have a prolapse.
You little bitch! No. Let me out of this garden!
I am not a man. That was your cue. I am not a man. I am a...
No.
I am not a man. I have a prolapse.
You little bitch! Let me out of this goddamn birdcage!
Little bitch! Is that all the thanks I get? I got you a hook, didn't I? Mother will kill me as it is.
Who cares about your stinking mother? She stole my gator away, but she ain't gonna get me. And I'll thank you for this fucking hook after I rip her eyes out with it. Give me something to eat.
There's no food here. Mother doesn't buy food for me. You want an egg? There might be a couple old eggs in the kitchen.
No, I don't want no goddamn eggs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This podcast was sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Use code SMADGE1, MADGE2, MADGE3 to save 10% or more on your order.
Large penis is always welcome.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.